These were usually games that we played on white people. You couldn't have a trick. You see, now, like, we use nigger. I started to say, you couldn't have a trick a nigger like this.
Yeah.
Unless he was a real, real zip fool. He would have to be a real zip fool. And I mean, a zip fool is like, you know, the worst kind of fool that you can run into. I mean, he's just, he's ahead of all fools, like a zip fool. You know, like zip is something that you use in describing the term of something real fast. Well, this fool is ahead of all the rest of the game's fools.
<I get it. laughs> Okay.
But that really the hustling thing, you can hustle people in so many different ways. I've seen people hustled for food, for drinks, for dope. You know, they're just games that people run on them. You know, but I think it less, and more women hustle men and men hustle women. You know,
is that right?
Yeah. Well, it's more, you know, like men are more willing to pay than women are willing to pay. You got women in the nowadays are willing to pay. You got, of course, I've seen slick fellows that might play a homosexual game, is what they hustle sisters, you know.
Wait, you say slick fella. Does that mean homosexual?
No, slick.
This means fast.
Fast. A greased pig is slick. You can't hide a hold of it if you're trying to catch him. Well, a slick person is one who's usually able to get out of the little things that people get trapped in. They don't get trapped in it. They play a little bit ahead of the game, the everyday game that people involved in, you know, little lie-type games that people every day go through. Well, they're just sometimes a little bit ahead. Like, for instance, you would figure a slick individual is able to, when everybody else is driving a Volkswagen, he's driving a Cadillac. Everybody else is in sneakers. He had on alligator shoes and had diamond rings and so forth. So then slick became that thing. Then people used to slick their hair back, you know, when they started making a little money and started manicuring themselves a little bit. And they had that well-tailored look of slick back, you know, so then the slick thing came in. Pigs, dogs.
Yeah.
I started a lot of people calling policemen dogs. Even though I have nothing against dogs, but I think somehow or another that I use dogs more than I do pigs to describe policemen. The law, the man.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay. What do you call a person who operates a mortuary?
I guess he used to be a funeral director. Now it's a mortician.
Okay. What do you call a person who sells LSD or heroin or something like that directly to the user?
Who's a pusher?
Anything else?
No, he's just a pusher to me.
Okay.
The cat that he gets it from is a dealer.
Fuck off.